I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, you remember AB1333? It was a California bill aimed to amend the Section 197 of the Penal Code focusing on crimes, homicide, and specifically addressing the circumstances under which homicide is justifiable, particularly in situations outside of one's home or property. Well, one of our constituents here wrote a letter and got a response back from the Assembly California Legislature. And it says, thank you for taking the time to contact the office regarding the issues that concern you most. As your assemblyman, I take constituent concerns seriously and am always interested to hear about the issues that affect citizens of our district. As a result of the public pressure from outspoken Californians such as yourself, AB1333 has been withdrawn. The bill will not be heard in a committee and is dead as of last week. Once again, thank you for taking the time to reach out to our office regarding the issue. I look forward to serving you now and in the future. So there we have it, guys. AB133 has been withdrawn, and as of last week, it is dead. Moving on, there might be an opinion piece that would interest you. It's written in the Sacramento Bee. A Republican congressman hosts a town hall for his constituents, and he's the bad guy. It's written by LeBron Antonio Hill. He says, I'm not likely a Kylie ally, nor am I here to defend any of his beliefs or policies or misstatements. Attacking a man who provided direct access to thousands of constituents is what I have a problem with. Kylie represents one of the largest districts in California, which goes all the way east to Lake Tahoe, north through Plumas County, and stretches southward all the way down to Death Valley and Inyo County. Doing a tele-town hall was Kylie's way to include everyone in his district, not attempt to get out of accountability. Instead of hiding from where's the Kylie critics, his meeting was so well attended that it crashed the phone system. He could have used that as an excuse to quit, but he extended an extra 30 minutes. He took live questions and engaged with incredible critical voters rather than taking pre-screened softball questions. It was only a month ago when Congressman Doris Matsui, Democrat Sacramento, held her own town hall. The format was a 40-minute virtual meeting where her chief of staff, Jeremy Marcus, was the one asking her questions from constituents. She was clearly reading scripted answers, was there for an uproar from liberals. Then, if we're going to hold one congressional person's feet to the fire for a supposedly poor town hall, let's make sure we do it for everyone. Well, there's a lot more to this story. If you head on over to our website at sierrawave.net and click on the link, SACB, a Republican congressman hosted town hall for his constituents, and he's the bad guy. Well, let's move to something a little bit more positive. The 8th Annual Blue Ribbon Walk and Run is taking place soon. It's for the awareness of colorectal cancer. Rain or shine, Saturday, March 29th, Brownstown Campground. 8 a.m. is the registration time. 9 a.m. is the start time. ESCA water bottles for the first 100 to sign up. Teams welcome. Drawing for prizes generously donated by our local businesses. Registration is $40 for adults 13 plus and $20 for youth 12 and under. Want to sponsor? Call Cheryl at 760-920-0106. Well, since 1996, nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.